Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian, certainly a lot of excitement is starting to ramp up here in Western New York with the Bills getting ready to face the Chiefs this Sunday for the AFC Championship game with the hope that they win and punch their ticket to the Super Bowl. Take us through, I guess, what you've noticed already in terms of maybe the activity in the market in the square picking up with people gearing up for Sunday and getting ready for the big game.
Well, to be honest with you, we haven't seen too much of that yet, but if you look outside, you'll know why. It's very snowy and very cold. But we're ready as far as the store is concerned. We have our bakery department, especially at our West Seneca store, is second to none. We have everything from red, white, and blue rye bread, if you will, to red, white, and blue bagels. We have cakes decorated with the Buffalo Bills colors. We have pastry hearts drizzled with red, white, and blue frosting. In our deli departments, we're ready. We're getting together all our kinds of pepperoni and cheese snacking trays. We have rye bread dip bowls. We're getting behind. Oh, let's not forget, we got pizza and wing specials in the stores. So we're gearing up for Sunday to be huge as far as the traffic is concerned, because the game's at 6:30, so that gives us our customers all day to shop. So we're going to be ready for them. We're getting ready as we speak, putting away things so that we have them ready just to put them out for sale come Sunday morning.
How impactful is the Bills making it this far in the playoffs and with the potential of they win on Sunday and they earn a trip to the Super Bowl coming up on February 9th?
Oh, it's huge because, Buffalo, as you know, supports the Bills 200%. And it's always, last weekend going into the Ravens game, business was fabulous. People were picking up hoodies and everything from the deli, everything from the bakery that they wanted, meat department type items. And, you know, as far as what it means to us going forward, the game with Kansas City is going to be huge. I'm going to predict that the Bills win it by at least a touchdown. And like I say, we're supporting the Bills. And as far as our customers are concerned, they know we support the Bills and we'll be ready for Bills win and for all the customers coming to our store to support them.
Is it full hands on deck for your staff leading up to Sunday to make sure that everything is fully available for the customers, that if they're going to be having any sort of parties?
Oh yeah, we're looking big because it's an away game, which is unusual opportunity for us, because it's an away game, people will have home parties and that type of deal, versus just the tailgate parties at the stadium if it was a home game.
And when it comes to looking ahead, I've already talked to a business where they're already sort of preparing for after the big game, whether it be for the Super Bowl or even for the AFC Championship game this week. Have you given any consideration into the thought of the day after? I know that probably if the Bills make the Super Bowl, there'll be a celebration coming up Sunday night into Monday. But obviously after the big game, if they make it there, have you thought ahead at all in terms of just how you might change operations and how you might adjust the workplace for the next day?
Well, we're looking at Sunday. We're hoping that most, if not all, of our employees show up. We have our hoodies ordered in hopes of the championship for the AFC. So we'll put the order in for the hoodies. We'll just wait to see the outcome of the game before they get to go to print them and have them in store by Monday or Tuesday. Same thing for Super Bowl. We have our hoodies already ordered, waiting to be printed at the printer. So if they win the Super Bowl, which God willing, I hope they do, we'll have the AFC champion shirts available midweek next week. And we'll have the Super Bowl ones after they win the Super Bowl again, either the Monday or the Tuesday after.
Have you thought about, you know, normally you may open at like 7 or 8. Is there any thought that like you give your employees or anything a little bit of time to celebrate and then allow them to come in a couple hours later? Or is it just business as usual the day after?
We're looking at business as usual. It's very difficult to change our hours due to the customers being used to our hours, and they know when we open and when we close. So to alter that would be a little bit of a handicap for us, I think.
Very fair. Anything else, Brian, you want to add that we haven't discussed?
Go Bills!